Good morning. It's June 13th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's topic is Pink Lamacorn. Enjoy the little things in life, for one day you will look back and realize that they were the big things. Anonymous. One of my daughters, who lives about 30 minutes away, has spent the last several months dealing with the 2020 pandemic by homeschooling our 8-year-old grandson and 6-year-old granddaughter. While there are many joys in seeing a part of their lives normally spent in the classroom, it is also a grueling task in many ways. For all those moms out there trying to suddenly become teachers and at the same time do their own jobs, we salute you. When there wasn't enough time in your day to begin with, it seems an almost insurmountable task to all of a sudden have to deal with all the hassle of remote learning in terms of not only curriculum and teaching, but Wi-Fi connectivity, etc., etc. Still, the kids need downtime, which is harder to find when in many places in the country they can't just go outside and play due to the coronavirus. So, when our daughter wanted to bring the kids over to swim on a day when I was off and school was out, we readily agreed. The kids love the pool and could spend hours in there making up games. But they are also siblings, so naturally bickering over the inflatable alligator inevitably arose. There are, of course, a myriad of ways to handle this situation, and probably better than their grandfather's approach. But once we were reduced to the threat of removing them from the pool if they didn't stop fighting, and thus egregiously hurting ourselves since the adults actually finally had some time to sit and visit while they splashed about, I decided as the papa that we would remove them from the pool so we could all go to Walmart and get another floating toy. The American solution, right? You're thinking, oh good, throw money at the problem, buy more stuff, after all the railing I've done against acquiring stuff. Before setting out, we looked at the offerings online, of course. I've never seen Allie, the 6-year-old, quite as excited as when she spotted the large pink floaty, which evidently was a combination of a unicorn and a llama, two of her favorite things in the world. When we arrived, the parking lot was full of cars and the store with people wearing masks, all enjoying the recent relaxation of shelter-at-home regulations. I warned Allie and Liam as we negotiated the aisles that they may not have exactly what they wanted in stock. But when we found the right aisle, by sheer dumb luck, there was the pink lamacorn in a big box right at Allie's eye level. They were both jumping out of their skin. I'm sure there's joy all around us all the time, but their faces would be preserved in my memory forever when I told them they could lug the box to the front, and along with the goggles their mom found, we flew through the self-checkout. Total time in Walmart from car doors open to back in the vehicle, 12 minutes. You gotta love America. If possible, the joy only intensified once my genius grandson Liam suggested using the leaf blower to blow up the lamacorn, since we had no pump that would fit. He pumped, and the creature grew and grew and grew. The rest of the afternoon, they dove onto, flipped over, hid under, splashed across, and laughed constantly, completely neglecting the poor alligator. But the fighting had stopped. Ecclesiastes 11:9 tells us, "You who are young, be happy while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth." Yes, you can criticize this old grandfather for reaching for the credit card to solve a small problem, but the lamacorn was a remarkable buy at $20, and had we done nothing you could normally do, but not in a pandemic, the price of admission would have been far greater for the four of us. Okay, enough rationalization. The point is an easy one. Christ came so that we might live more abundantly, leaving guilt and shame behind, knowing we are forgiven. That abundant life comes directly from doing what he told us, loving each other. Okay, so we do have a giant pink lamacorn floating in our pool for an undecided amount of future time. But the smiles on those faces for hours is what life is all about. It's the little things. We could have flown them to Europe and done the classic tour, and they might never have had memories as happy as the pink lamacorn. The next time you can bring that kind of joy to anyone, for any amount of time, do it. Trust me, you'll get just as much out of it as they will. Plus, you have the extra knowledge of knowing that Jesus is smiling along with them. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the stages of life. It is your wisdom that brings us the simple, memorable pleasures of youth and shares them with grandparents. The joy of our young ones brings back memories of our own carefree years, and that, added to the pleasure of helping to provide those memories for our children and grandchildren. Pretty good design, God. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.